Welcome to KBIA special Roots and Blues coverage. I'm Sarah Kellogg. A lot of Roots and Blues music lovers are also food lovers. Barbecue was the star of the festival, but corn dogs, ribbon chips, and chicken and biscuits were also crowd favorites. Attendees talked to KBIA's Riley Beggin about what they love about Roots and Blues and their favorite festival foods.
My name's Ken Wright. I am from Lee Summit, Missouri. And I have a corn dog and ribbon fries. I've been looking at these things for 3 days now, and it's kind of like I couldn't pass them up anymore. We've had the fish tacos, the beef tacos, the barbecue ribs. We've had about everything here almost.
Where do you get those, sir?
Right there. Funnel cakes, okay. Hand-dipped corn dogs. Great. Advertisements. You stand out here and hold them.
My name's Kelly. I am from Orlando, but originally from Maryland. And I am right now eating the chicken and biscuits with gravy, and it's the best thing I've had in my life.
It is good. It is great. I'm John, and I'm from St. Louis, originally from Virginia.
There you go. And we came out here to see specifically Southern culture on the skids, because we love them. Oh,
yep.
We love them.
We saw them last night in Carbondale. Came here.
Yep. And Deke Dickerson, too. He was hot on the list. And Mavericks we're going to catch later. For sure, we got a list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hit the craft booths. I do. I like the fact that there's vendors here, and I want to see what they have. I love the fact that I do not have to drink. This is Burr Oak Brewing Company. I like that we can get some craft beers. Please don't make me drink Budweiser.
Right.
Is that a thing here? Should I be worried about it? I'm sorry.
My name is Dan O'Connell. I'm from Wentzville, Missouri, and I am eating chicken fried rice from the Lee's Express truck. And it's actually very delicious. It's a lot cleaner than what you get in a normal restaurant. A lot of these, everything smells great here, by the way. It's absolutely fantastic here. You know, when you're down by the stage, the initial thing you catch is the smell of maple syrup, because they have some kind of pancake thing down there that's got maple syrup to it, and it's honey and it's maple syrup, and it wafts right over the area where the main stage is. That's the first smell that you get, and then everything else is whatever booth you're in front of. And it's everything smells fantastic.
My name is Rick Gaines. I'm from Columbia, Missouri, originally from Fayette, Missouri. What I've eaten today is that we're drinking right now. I smell the hamburgers over here. So my plan is to get me a hamburger later on, and maybe I'll even try some gyro here later on. I'm disappointed in the music so far. Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd have more blues, the kind of the soul of the blues, but so tell Richard and whoever else who puts it on, he needs to get back to some roots of the blues and some horns on the blues instead of some of the rock and roll sound, the folk sound. Give me some blues.
Oh, my name is Brenda Blanks. And I am from Moscow Mills, Missouri, and I ate some chicken and biscuits, and it was really good. I came to see Southern culture on the skids, and I also want to see Grace Potter. Everything. I want to see everything. I want to look at it all. You never know. I might find something.
That was an audio postcard from Riley Beggin from the Roots and Blues Festival. Thanks for listening to our special coverage. I'm Sarah Kellogg.